You know, we keep saying thank you so much for downloading our podcast, and like, and we mean it. Because of you, our podcast continues to grow each and every day.
Yeah,
and like, it's really exciting.
Yes, super cool. Is.
And also, thank you to Focus Services for believing in our podcast and supporting our podcast.
Yes, sponsors. Thank you.
Focus Services, flexible shifts, competitive pay, paid time off.
Wow.
Tuition reimbursement. You know, if you want it all, it's possible to have it. Focus Services is looking for qualified candidates. And if you're looking for competitive benefits, don't wait. Apply today at focusservices.com/careers.
So that was focusservices.com.
No, Jackson, no. Right.
Write that down. No. Because remember, paid time off, I got that.
Yeah, there's paid time off, tuition reimbursement.
Yes.
I go back to school.
You totally can.
Because I'm such a dummy now, I need to figure it out.
What about a company doing competitive pay? Doesn't that sound nice?
Yes. Oh, that's true. Because my pay is, it's competing with my bills. right now, my bills are winning.
They're winning that fight.
So yeah. It's focusservices.com/careers. If you go and you get a great job, and then all of a sudden you're the president of a company as well, then you can sponsor this podcast as well.
Oh,
and so
yeah.
We're just going to help each other out.
Yeah.
Focusservices.com/careers.
Well, I have a microphone and you don't.
I will need a microphone.
Nobody messes with my microphone.
My story, my microphone.
Speak into the microphone, squid brain.
You're a freak with a microphone.
This is the Mix Morning Fix
with John and Justin
on Mix 105.1.
Well, good morning. It's Monday, May 7th. John, Justin, Jackson, we're all here. A high today of 81 degrees.
Heck yeah, ooh, man.
Good news.
Can you believe that? It's awesome. How was everyone's weekend? We good?
It was good, actually. Spent it with you.
Yeah. Justin's mother-in-law got married on Saturday.
Cute.
And I officiated the wedding.
It was a good time.
And we lit off cannons at the very end.
That sounds like a hoot.
Okay, we lit it off when you were there.
Yes.
And then as the evening progressed, we're like, let's let it off more.
Your poor neighbors. Because this wasn't like in a field or like at a reception area. This was just in the backyard of a house.
Yeah.
How many neighbors were there? Like, it's like a subdivision?
Yeah. I mean, they're building. It's this area in Syracuse. And they just, they're still like building construction. But there are neighbors on both sides.
Oh,
and if you want to see the cannon, it's up on our four photos up at Mix 105.1 Utah. But they just went and just lit it off with gunpowder.
Boom.
I would have called the police.
Not only was it loud, Jackson, you could feel it.
Oh, yeah.
Like the sound went through you.
How were the cops not called at any point?
You know, I have no idea.
Those are cool neighbors because I am not that cool of a neighbor. Yeah.
What if you're living next door and your neighbor keeps shooting a cannon?
Right. That's my point.
Right.
Seems insane to me.
You're like, I'm not into this.
But yeah. It was a blast. We had a good time.
Yes, we did.
I made it home. I was a little nervous. I actually I took Lyft home from Justin's place back to Draper.
Oh, my. How much did that cost?
Well, Lyft was nice enough to give us some credits.
Oh, good.
So he used it all up in one ride.
Used it all up. But my driver had this oxygen tank on. And seemed very confused as to how to get back. Even though the directions were telling him to go certain ways, he was not listening. And I thought for a second, is he planning on murdering me?
Right, like, go left, and he doesn't go left.
He made a right.
Like,
he made two wrong turns, even though the directions were... And he's like, the computer doesn't know. I'm like, you're the one who's using the computer.
I feel like you could take a 90-year-old man with an oxygen tank is the thing.
You would think.
I would hope.
How old was he?
Anywhere between 60 and 99.
Okay.
Somewhere between there, I would think. Yeah. Today we are giving away $100 Sephora gift cards every single hour this morning.
Yeah.
So 6 o'clock, we're just about to give those away. Then 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock, and 9 o'clock this morning. Plus qualifying you for a Kate Spade handbag. Right now, you can qualify by just texting us at 61544. And let us know what happened over the weekend for you. Jackson, you also officiated a wedding.
I did. I officiated my first wedding ever.
How'd it go?
Great.
Yeah?
Yeah, I was a little nervous because the couple, instead of wanting to do write their own vows, they decided to open up the floor, to open up the mic to whoever in the audience wanted to come up.
Oh, that sounds
terrible. And I was like, ooh, that's a bad idea. But everyone did great.
Nobody had a stance and was like, I don't like this idea.
No, it was, and it was a small wedding. I didn't realize that it was only going to be like 40 people, 50 people at the ceremony. So I was afraid that someone was going to get up and like really make a fool of themselves, but everyone got up there. They did great. We exchanged the rings. I liked it a lot.
Awesome. Jackson's photo also is on four photos right now of him officiating that wedding. Let's take a look at the text this morning. Dance competition this weekend. Jen's always wanting to get Ella into dance. Mm-hmm. And I just noticed how all parents spend all weekend at dance competitions.
Oh, yeah. Like, I have some friends on Facebook that have kids in dance, and they're constantly somewhere doing something.
I'm not sure if I'm that dedicated as a parent, is what I'm trying to say.
And now the older they get, the more they're traveling. Like, they're always in St. George or somewhere. I'm like, man, you got to do all that then.
Yeah. I went on a sunrise run in the mountains and then went spring skiing all in the same day. I love Utah.
Ugh, sounds terrible.
Wow. You are so active. That's cool. I went hiking in Ogden. Got lost, then found the trail and made it to the waterfall.
Well, good.
I'm glad you're okay.
Yes.
Cinco de Mayo party, then urgent care for an infected lip. Oh.
What happened?
From Cinco de Mayo? What happened to you, boo? Right.
Bree watched the Jazz games. Oh, the Jazz. Listen, they made it this far. It was good to see them go this far, right?
Yeah, it was. We had a good run, boys.
So, wait, are they out now?
No, there's one more.
How is this still happening?
Because it's always the best of seven in the series.
Today's May 7th, which means Saturday was May 5th, Cinco de Mayo. And I mentioned earlier that I kicked off the day at a wedding over at Justin's in-law's house, which was awesome. And then I left to go home and hang out with the family. And when I got home, my neighbor came over with a Tupperware full of these tiny little peppers.
Oh, man, the smaller they are, the worse they are.
They were so bright and colorful, too. They were gorgeous.
Yeah. Oh, man, those look tasty.
He's like, hey, man, you like spicy stuff? I'm like, no, I don't. He's like, you got to try one of these. My relative brought them when they came in. I'm like, oh, this is going well. Okay, sure. Come on over.
Now you have to.
And he's like, you know, probably just take like a tiny bite, you know, check it out first, and then go from there. And I'm like, listen, if you're going to make me do this, I'm going to do it right. And like the frat boy I am, I put the entire pepper.
Oh, God. You are such.
Chewed up and swallowed.
Into my mouth. Chewed it up. Swallowed it. And it was about, I would say, 20 seconds later when my whole world started to melt around me. My throat, like, got swollen. I could barely breathe.
I began
to sweat from every pore in my body. And nothing for the rest of the night could help the pain that I was in. Like, my tongue the next morning when I woke up, pain was the first
thing.
Still
felt weird.
Yes.
Man.
I wish that this would be a lesson to follow instructions for John Watkins, but I know.
It doesn't work that way.
No, never. He'll never learn a lesson ever.
No, I learned nothing from doing this, but it was terrible.
But you had to do the challenge.
Well, look, someone brought over a pepper.
And said you should probably eat this. I'm like, okay.
Don't eat
all
of it.
Yeah, and so I did.
So manhood was on the line.
And let me tell you right now. Milk is a terrible idea.
They always say that milk's the one that's going to fix you.
Does nothing.
I don't know if I want dairy in my stomach when it's not feeling well.
My tongue was so hot, it curdled the milk when it got into my mouth. Like it was. Have you ever done something like that where you just ate something spicy and it just like ruined you?
A lot of times, you know, like I like spicy foods and I can do quite well with spicy foods. And if like for the most part, it's like maybe it's warm in my mouth and you start to get the sweats a little bit. But you wanted me to do that Carolina Reaper chip.
Oh, yeah.
That one that comes in a little mini coffin and you have to open it up.
And you only get one for like $9.
Yeah, but yeah. I got to say, that's the one that actually made my throat. That's the thing to where your throat gets all weird and it feels like it's swollen and closing.
Right.
You're like, okay, I didn't like that.
No.
That was the one that messed with me for the most part.
I was worried after that day when we had Justin eat that potato chip.
I thought he was going to die.
Me too. I was like, oh no, I killed him.
That one, that was a hot one. I got to admit, that was really spicy.
He's like, change the imaging, put Jackson's name on
it. I know. It's like, I guess he's off the show. He won't make it through the day.
Sorry, pal. We'll take you to the hospital.
We want to hear from you. When did you eat something spicy? What happened? Was it for Cinco de Mayo? Did you do like a food eating contest? I got a few Buffalo Wild Wings texts coming in right now to 615-44. What about you, Jackson?
Well, when I was a child, I grew up with a pretty white trash family.
Uh-huh.
So we like to do bets. For a dollar. That was always my grandpa was always trying to trick us into doing something stupid or gross for a dollar. So he brought some hot sauce back from Mexico and dipped a toothpick in it. And he told me and my brother and sister, hey, if you guys put this in your mouth for 1 minute, I'll give you a dollar. So we're like, yeah, a dollar. What's up?
Yeah.
So we did it. And immediately we fell apart. And my grandma came out and just started beating the crap out of my grandpa. Ran into the house.
Why would you do that to them?
Yeah. Oh, she was so mad. She was so mad because we were like a mess the rest of the night.
Yes.
And so then she gave us some Wonder Bread slices and a glass of milk. She said, "It's okay, babies." And she was basically like nursing us like we were in hospice or something.
But you know what? He found it funny and it was awesome.
Oh, yeah. No, worth it.
I do that all the time, though. I tried to get Morgan to eat a Tabasco pepper yesterday and Lori wouldn't let me.
Thank goodness for Lori.
The same thing. I'm like, Morgan, I'll give you a dollar if you eat this.
Did the bread work?
No.
Okay.
Nothing works. Nothing. It sucks.
This says my friend ate the ghost pepper, had to go to the hospital because apparently he was allergic to peppers.
Oh, no.
And heat, and now his taste buds don't really work anymore.
Your tongue is haunted.
Terrible.
Man.
As a kid, I got a large spoonful of Tabasco. I had to hold in my mouth for 15 seconds as a punishment. I no longer eat spicy food.
That's a messed up punishment. Just go with soap.
We should do that, like, back in the day, your parents' punishments that were just, like, jacked up like that. Because my parents did weird stuff like that, too.
Yeah.
Let's see. I did the Buffalo Wild Wings Challenge, which is 12 of their hottest wings.
They are pretty hot.
They actually make them extra hot in 6 minutes or less. It wasn't so horrible, but then after I was done, I wasn't paying attention. I rubbed my eye.
Oh,
and see,
no.
That's the worst part. I mean, you got to be careful not to touch anything on your face.
I could not see for the next 10 minutes, even after I cleaned my eye out. But at least I got a T-shirt, so that's good. My sister used to work for P.F. Chang's and learned the trick of white vinegar. My lips were on fire, and rubbing some white vinegar on them immediately soothed them. I'm not sure about drinking or what you did, John, but keep that around for next time. That's from Rachel.
Oh,
thank
yeah.
you, Rachel.
It may not taste great, but I'd take a pull off of it.
Salt works wonders with hot stuff. I've eaten chili de arbol, and it helped out a lot. Cucumbers works when things are spicy.
Really?
Hmm.
I don't believe any of you.
We're going to try it tomorrow on Jackson.
Nope.
He's going to eat, and we're going to find the remedy. Okay, now eat this pepper.
I'll ask my neighbor for some of the peppers, and I'll bring them in.
And we'll have you try some milk. We'll try vinegar
yes,
and a cucumber.
You guys try all that.
It's going to be awesome. I can't wait.
You're not even offering me a dollar. So.
Justin.
$5.
Let's get your showbiz beat.
All right. So check this out. Rambo 5 is on the way.
I'm sorry?
Yes, Rambo 5.
They're still doing those?
They're still doing these.
Okay.
And Stallone's going to be in it.
Stallone?
As the retired Rambo.
That's what I want to know. So Sly Stallone is going to be the star in Rambo 5. Rambo goes after Mexican cartel who kidnapped a friend's daughter.
Oh, I thought he was just going to take over the old folks' home.
And so, yeah, that's what Stallone's up to. Yeah, huh? What do you think? Right. Rambo 5.
Listen, I think Stallone, though, I think he knows who he is. Like, you look at the Balboa movie he did.
Yeah.
He kind of passed it on and... If you watched him in This Is Us, he knows that he's kind of more like the aged actor now. I don't think we're going to see him be John Rambo with a kerchief tied around his head.
Are we going to be introduced to John Rambo Jr.?
Or maybe it'll be a whole different style movie than we are even thinking.
Right.
I don't know.
I think that Hollywood knows there's something in the name Rambo, so they're going to whatever they're going to do with the whole thing.
All right.
But hey, there is going to be a brand new... Creed movie coming up, too.
Oh, geez.
So I'm excited about that one. ABC has renewed American Idol for a second season, bringing back Katy Perry, Luke Bryan, Lionel, and Ryan.
Hey, if you're watching it, will you text us at 615-44 and just...
and tell us why?
Well, because I got really excited about it at the beginning, and then by the time the auditions were over, I bailed.
Do you think that maybe the network goes like, okay, this is where we are on this season. It's new to us. We know what tweaks we need to make. We could probably work it out for next year.
I'll tell you this. Grandma Dolores, who watches all reality TV,
right.
Loves it.
Really?
She got up from the dinner table and left because it was starting at 7. I'm like, we have DVR. You don't have to watch it. No.
Yeah, it's all good.
No, don't stop Grandma Dolores. She's watching it live.
Absolutely.
Gotcha. Yeah. Hey, check this out. Maren Morris wants Hollywood to reboot Coyote Ugly. She tweeted it. It's like, hey, Hollywood, here's the idea, and I will write the soundtrack.
Why not? They're remaking everything else.
I could see this happening now. I really do.
Would she star in it? Would she play the Piper?
I don't know.
I don't know.
Is she an actress? But she said she wants to write the soundtrack, though.
Leanne Rimes did the music the first time around, right?
Yeah, and it was good.
Yeah.
Taylor Swift performed a concert for foster families in Phoenix last night.
Yeah, this is a cool story.
Which it was 2,000 foster families. What this was it's her final dress rehearsal. So she invited all these families to come be a part of the whole thing. And hung out and took pictures after. Well, I'm like, man, Taylor, you're super cool with everything you do, right? You're like, if you're going to do something, if you're going to have a rehearsal anyway, let's put a charity into
it. Cool.
How about this? Jimmy Kimmel was going to voice the next Batman in an upcoming movie called Teen Titans Go.
Ah, Teen Titans Go!
I love Teen Titans.
Yeah. And he actually tweeted it out to Will Arnett and said, as the kids say, you, sir, are old news. I'm trying to picture Jimmy Kimmel, though, just voicing Batman. I'm like, used to Will Arnett's doing it.
No, but it's not. Teen Titans isn't like that.
No?
Yeah,
no.
It's a whole different breed of, like, superhero. It's goofy, fun. I love it.
So he's going to be more of a silly Batman.
Yes.
In this whole thing?
Yeah.
Imagine everything that John loves put into a cartoon. That's what Teen Titans Go is.
It's my favorite.
Yeah.
Hey, so they're doing a remake of Pet Sematary. John Lithgow is now signed on to be a part of this. I'm actually okay with that. Yeah, so do I.
Huh. All right. No, I'm intrigued.
I hope he's playing the old man. You shouldn't bury a son out there. Those scary things up in those hills.
He's playing Judd Crandall. Is that who the old man was?
I don't remember.
When they say the name, I'm like, I don't know what's carried that. But they're like, yeah, he's going to play Judd Crandall. So.
I'm Judd Crandall. You shouldn't take that cat up to that hill there.
Yes. Don't take
the cat up there. That hill, and they always come back.
Martha, what do you think about that? Uh-huh. Martha! Martha, no!
Right.
I'll leave the light on for you.
Also, Josh Brolin and Ryan Reynolds were on the Italian version of Dancing with the Stars, dancing with each other.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, that's why they were at Real Madrid.
Yes.
Okay.
And so I posted the photo. It's up on our website at mix1051utah.com.
Let's do it. Justin, you're 7 a.m. silly.
Hey, what do you call a singing computer?
What do you call a singing computer?
Adele.
That's probably your best one in a very long time.
Yeah, you like that one?
That was a good one.
Okay, good.
Where you started, Jackson and I were like, oh, this is going to be terrible.
Oh, here we go.
Justin, bless his heart,
sure.
told us the story last week of him going into Walmart. And our question to you is, I went in to buy this, and I ended up buying this. You could text us right now at 61544. Go ahead, man.
Because I went to Walmart for a pillow.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
And I came out with a TV. Well, here's what happened. Because I washed my pillow because it said you could wash it. Well, I ruined it. So I told Lori, I'm like, I'm going to Walmart. I'm getting a new pillow. But while I was there, I was walking by and they had all these TVs lined up in the aisle. I mean, just like one after another. And I looked at the price on it and it was like extremely discounted and said clearance. And so I asked the guy, I'm like, what's wrong with these? Are they the display ones? Because I don't want that. They've been on forever. He's like, no, we're just getting new models. And these are the ones we're clearing out.
Oh, man, we waste so much stuff in America, don't we? So
I was like, you know what? Let's do it.
Did you need a TV?
Not really.
But it was such a good deal, you couldn't turn it down?
It was such a good deal, I couldn't turn it down.
Did you even pick up the pillow?
Yeah, I did.
Okay.
Because the good thing is like, if I would have gone the other way through the store, I probably wouldn't have, but I went the right way to where I hit the pillow section first.
Nice.
I had it in the cart, and I was cruising by. I'm like, what's this?
This says, I went to the hobby store to buy a $12 part, ended up buying an $800 RC truck.
$800? You spent more than I did on the TV.
I went in to buy this and ended up buying this. Jackson.
Well, here's the deal. I used to live right down the street from a 7-Eleven.
Uh-huh.
Within walking distance. So I had a couple glasses of wine. I was feeling good. I was like, you know what? I want a Slurpee today. Walked down there, ended up with a Slurpee, an ice cream sandwich, a bag of Cheetos, and the Flintstones live-action movie on DVD. And I had the best afternoon ever.
That's funny.
I'm just the opposite. I went in to buy this and ended up buying this. I went in to AT&T to buy a new phone.
Right.
Because my phone wasn't holding a charge. And I had already emotionally gone through the fact that I was going to need to purchase a new phone.
Right.
Like, I didn't want to.
You had been fighting it so hard, too.
And I was like, all right, I guess this is it. So, like, I checked the accounts. And I'm like, okay, I can make this work. I'll move money here. And I went in ready to just suck it up and buy that phone. And it turned out the guy was like, nah, you just got lint right here. And he pulled out some lint. My phone worked fine. So I went in to buy a phone, ended up buying nothing.
Man,
way better than
not
your
how
TV.
It works in my world.
I went into Petco to buy guinea pig food and ended up buying a puppy.
Yes,
wait,
see,
what?
That's how it goes down. You're going from one thing, you're like, what's this over here? Now you have my attention.
And are you single or because you sound like my kind of person?
I went in to buy a Mother's Day gift and I walked out with an Apple Watch for myself.
See, these are the best. I love that.
It's like pretty much Target.
Right.
These are the Target stories.
Yes, they are.
I went in to buy this and ended up buying this. Sweet, sweet soul, Justin.
Yep.
You went into Walmart.
I went in for a pillow.
Mm-hmm.
Came out with a TV. Not just a TV, a 50-inch TV.
That's the best part about it.
Like, I can't. What? I know. That is such a purchase.
It's now in the bedroom.
Sure. You need a 50-inch television in your bedroom?
It goes well with the pillow I bought.
It better be a 50-inch pillow.
I went to Petco for dog food. Came home with a kitten.
Sure.
Speaking of Target, I went in to buy shampoo, ended up buying 5 mini yard flamingos. That's Target for you.
Yeah.
Yeah. I feel like that's a solid purchase.
Went online to buy a textbook, ended up spending $75 on makeup instead.
Well, the good news is you only need $3,025 more to get that textbook.
My husband went in for an oil change and came home with a 2018 Toyota.
Yes, I love that. Sure.
Monday, which means Mediation Monday. If you are having issues in your life with someone and you need help, maybe bringing it to the forefront, well, that's where we could come in. You can message us on Facebook, on Instagram, on Twitter, and that's exactly what Sasha did. Morning, Sasha.
Good morning.
So in your message to us, this is about your son, Kevin?
Yes. He is graduating from college.
Oh, cool.
Awesome. Congratulations. Yeah, that's pretty exciting.
Yeah. yeah, the problem is that he is planning on moving home, and my boyfriend, Ben, is not happy about it.
Did your son, Kevin, did he go out of state then for college and he's coming back? Is that the idea?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. And then you have your boyfriend, Ben. Do you and Ben live together or are you guys live separate?
Yeah.
Okay. So you live together and now your son's coming back. And what is it that he's not happy about your son coming back?
Well, he thinks that he should be paying rent immediately as soon as he gets here. And I think that he needs time to find a job and kind of figure out what he's doing next.
Yeah, if he doesn't have a job, what is he going to be paying with?
That's a good point.
He doesn't have any money.
How old is he?
He just graduated college.
21, 22.
21?
Yeah.
Because I'm kind of dealing with that same situation.
Yeah, 22.
So, yeah, Justin, you have your son, Christian.
Yeah, who's now 21. He's been getting off easy. I think that he should be paying the rent from the get-go.
No, but I will say the difference is Christian was not in college.
No.
Unlike Sasha's son, who's coming back from college.
Yeah, he's correct. Fresh out of the slammer, basically.
You got to keep the, because it's more of the, you have to have the real life. You know, it's like, hey, this is how it is in the real world. You got to pay rent. You can't come here and just sponge everything.
Oh, so you kind of almost are on Ben's side with this, saying like maybe rent needs to be paid.
Yeah, so I'm kind of curious to see what he's got to say.
Okay, I'll tell you what, Sasha, why don't we get Ben's number from you and we'll call him up next and we'll talk it out together.
All right, sounds good.
Why do I feel like you two are turning on me and leaving this show?
Because I'm wanting paid time off. That's what I want.
Yeah, and you know what I want, Justin, is tuition reimbursement.
Right, because you want to go back to school. Yep. I just want to hang out. We both want to make money and get paid, right?
Make money, get paid, etc. Do you know where we could do that, John?
I'm glad you both asked, because if you were looking for something else, focusservices.com/careers.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
oh, okay.
If you're looking for something new, not this is for everyone but Justin and Jackson. They're stuck with me. But if you're looking for something new, and if you feel like you deserve paid time off, again, great for you, not great for Justin and Jackson. How would you like to have a flexible schedule?
Heck yeah.
Oh, man, that'd be great.
You can find what you're looking for today at Focus Services, where qualified candidates are wanted and competitive pay is waiting. Apply now at focusservices.com/careers. Isn't it nice that you can now just apply for things online?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, super
way
nice.
So back in my day, we'd have to print out the resumes and go by different places and like drop them off.
It's embarrassing. Well, too bad you weren't applying to Focus Services, because maybe you'd be in a much better career path.
Because it was always so awkward when you had to drop it off in hand. Like, ooh, I'm here. Yeah, I want to drop this off.
Hi, is the manager here?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Focusservices.com/careers. Go there today. Mediation Monday, we're helping out Sasha, whose son Kevin just graduated from college and is moving home. The problem is that Sasha's living boyfriend, Ben, isn't too happy about this. He really wants Kevin to be paying rent, and I guess it's causing some issues at home. Sasha, it sounds to me like you're trying to make your boyfriend happy, but at the same time, this is your son coming back, and I mean, that's family, right? Like, mm-hmm. You can't say no to your son.
Right.
Okay, so we were able to convince Ben to be on with us, so I'm going to pick up with him, and let's just get his side of the story. Hey, Ben, good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks for agreeing to be on with us. John and Justin, Jackson's here as well, Mix 105.1. So you heard us kind of talking. We've been talking to Sasha about Kevin. So tell us your side of the story, because I think Justin here in the studio is siding with you.
Yeah, I am.
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, once you graduate college, you sort of you also graduate into adulthood, and part of being an adult is paying rent. And I mean, I totally get that he's family, he's Sasha's son, and of course, as a mother, you want to help your son out. But I think that you know, teaching your son a lesson and how to live like an adult is also helping him out. It teaches them responsibility, and you know, we're gonna have three people living in the house, and that's a lot of extra costs that we're gonna have to deal with. So that alone, you know, he needs to help out with that somehow.
Sasha, as we listen to Ben, so what do you think about his thoughts on that? With your son coming back, and he's going, man, things are gonna cost more. We need him to pay a little bit of rent, and it's gonna teach him what real life is all about now that college is done.
I totally understand that, but he is just out of school and doesn't have a job yet, and he has student loans he has to start paying off. He's family. I can't turn him away.
Yeah. How long have you two lived together? Are we talking you've been together for a while, or is it just a new arrangement since he went to college?
Oh, you're saying since Sasha's son left.
Yeah. Has your son lived with your boyfriend before?
No.
How is he going to pay rent if he doesn't have a job? That's what I keep going back to.
I love it because I'm watching Justin over here nod his head when Ben was talking. He's like, yeah, you put that rent due now up on the door as he walks in. It's I'm expecting on the 15th of the month.
Yeah, because you're also going to say you have no idea what the grocery bill is going to do.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Exactly.
Here's what I would propose in this situation. Give him 3 months. Make him actively apply for a job. If he doesn't actively apply, if he doesn't get interviews, then he needs to go get a job at a grocery store or something until he can get on his feet.
I'm going to counter-argue that with 1 month. 30 days.
30 days to come back from college. Ben's like,
Ben? 30 days, you can have a job, don't
Justin,
you think?
You've been in radio for 400 years. Uh-huh. I don't think you realize how hard it is to find a job now. The job market sucks. Give the kid 3 months.
What if we meet in the middle at 60 days? 2 months.
1 month, Ben. Don't you agree?
I mean, maybe 2 months. Month and a half. I mean, that's plenty of time to find a job.
45 days.
Now you're just going to let him hang out all summer.
No, that's not what we're doing.
This turned into an auction. Sasha, are you even okay with this plan?
Well, I mean, I think that if he's going to keep living with us, then yeah, he will eventually have to pay rent. But, you know, if he's looking for a job actively, going on interviews, and doesn't get hired in a month or in 2 months, what am I supposed to do? Just kick him out or make him take out a personal loan to pay me? That doesn't make any sense.
Well, just send him over to Walmart. Send him over. Because ideally he's going to want to get a job in his field that he got his degree in, right?
Yeah, but right now you just need to get a job to pay bills.
Well, that's what I'm saying, though. He can apply for those jobs, but if that doesn't happen within a couple months, then he needs to go for something that is just going to get the bills paid.
So let's say 2 months rent-free, Ben, and then you start laying down the hammer. How about that?
That sounds fair. I mean, yeah. We can't push rent on him right at first, but let him get a chance to get a job and everything.
Hey, good luck merging everyone together. That's going to be an interesting few weeks for all of you guys.
Yeah.
We'll see how it goes.
Maybe you guys should go on a vacation, leave the fish bag in the tank for a little while before you let the fish out.
Thank you.
Asking you to choose the news. Three stories to pick from. Justin's story was...
How would you like to shoot laser beams from your eyes?
Jackson.
John Oliver had a Koala Chlamydia Award named after him, and that's not even the craziest part about this story.
And mine is the worst story you'll hear all day, but you'll want to hear it. Angela's going for me. Thanks, Angela. Justin, make me a laser man. Carrie's voting for me. Thank you, Carrie. Alicia and West Jordan, I vote for Jackson always. Love him.
Thank you, Pookie.
Brittany, voting for Justin this morning. Let's hear about those laser eyes. Leanne, I vote for John. Your teaser was very well done today. Look at that guy. We're going back and forth.
I was
going
to say, it was a good tease.
Back and forth.
Proud of you.
Hi, Mix. Who's this?
This is Alice.
Alice, go ahead and choose the news.
I'm going to choose the koala.
Yeah. Koala STDs.
Got to be the koala.
Joe Washburn's going for my story. Thank you for that, Joe. Faith is going for Justin. Who doesn't want to shoot lasers from their eyes? Paxson going for me. Also wants me to shout out Ryan. Done. Check. My vote is for Johnny Boy. Thanks, Tom. Rachel, I don't know how I feel about John's tease, but I do love koalas. Softest animal I've ever pet.
Oh, you got to pet one?
And John Oliver. Did you pet John Oliver as well or just the koala?
Yeah, was he also soft as a koala?
Andrea says, Jackson, you almost had my vote, but then John got to me.
Don't let John get to you.
It happens.
It does.
It does.
Much like those koalas. Yes. Got to them. And the winner today is John!
Yeah!
Although Justin's laser eyes, solid second place.
Was it? Okay,
yeah,
good.
It was. If you think your Monday was rough, be glad you're not this lady. Because a 29-year-old woman named Katie, from Florida, of course, had a cockroach crawl into her ear while she was sleeping last month.
Sure.
Now, she told the entire story to Self Magazine, where they went into deep, deep detail. Here's how it went down. The cockroach crawled into Katie's ear in the middle of the night. She could immediately tell that something was wrong, so she went to the bathroom. She stuck a Q-tip in there, and when she pulled it out, all that was stuck to it were the cockroach's legs.
So now a legless cockroach is, like, hanging out in her ear canal?
He can't get out now.
She asked her husband to pull it out with tweezers, but he was just able to grab two more of the legs. So they decided to go to ER. While they waited, Katie could actually feel the cockroach scratching and exploring her ear canal.
Ew.
Sure.
I continue. The ER doctor used a shot of lidocaine to numb Katie's ear and kill the cockroach. And then he had to pull it out chunk by chunk.
Oh, nasty.
And I know you're saying, John, that has to be the end of this worst story ever. No, it's not, unfortunately. When the numbness subsided, Katie's ear still felt weird. So a week later, she had to go back to the doctor. And when he looked in her ear, the doctor had not gotten all the pieces of the carcass out.
Ugh. Pieces, carcass. Stop saying gross words.
So, Katie's doctor flushed her ear, pulled out six more pieces of the roach, made an emergency appointment with an ear, nose, and throat specialist for later that day. The ENT found even more pieces.
Holy cow.
Of the cockroach in her ear.
What did this doctor do to this cockroach?
And pulled out the entire head, the upper torso, and more legs. And after that, he said, that's definitely it. And it was true. So after 9 days with the cockroach in her ear, Katie finally had it all removed.
Wow. That grosses me out.
Once it was over, she and her husband had pest control come out to their house to spray. And she's now sleeping with earplugs.
I would too.
She can't sleep any other way. And that is the worst story you're going to hear all day.
Yes. That's a great story.
I got this text saying, I grew up in Florida and had two friends who had cockroaches go into their ears. They said it was the loudest, most awful sound. Is this something that just happens in Florida?
Well, dude, I guess if you've got a cockroach problem, it could be.
Bugs crawl into you all the time.
Stop,
and you never
say,
know
like,
about
spiders and stuff crawl into your mouth at night when you're sleeping.
Yeah. Up your nose. There are just bugs everywhere. It's part of being alive.
The other two stories will be up on our blogs at mix1051utah.com. Over the weekend, I went up to Justin's house, his in-law's house, to officiate a wedding.
Yes, you did.
And to go up there, I decided it was Cinco de Mayo, and I knew there would be some crazy drivers out there. So I took the train.
Yeah, you rode Front Runner.
Yeah, it was a blast. So I'm at Point of the Mountain, and I went up to Clearfield. And the whole way up, I got to sit next to this dude who is this big, burly guy who's like in his mid-40s who worked construction. Cool guy, right? And we started talking about like what we did and what we're into and just kind of why we were on the train. And turns out as we got to know each other, he was in a macrame.
No kidding.
Oh, really?
Do you know what macrame is?
Yes.
Yeah, it's like beads and strings.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I had no clue what it was, but don't worry. He had a bunch of photos on his phone that he was able to share with me.
Oh, my God. He sounds adorable.
So I'm sitting on this Front Runner train with this big construction worker dude who is now talking about all of his beautiful designs that he does on macrame.
Oh.
And all these like little knots that he's made and like what he can do with them. And he's so passionate about it.
Wow.
And I'm like, dude, I would have never plugged
That's
you.
That's amazing.
Yeah, for this is who you are.
Yeah.
He's like, yeah, I know. I surprise everyone. But he goes, I love talking about it. And he did.
Yeah.
And it just got me thinking, like, what are you into that would just surprise people? For I think with me, until you got to know me, I don't think people would know how passionate I am about tea.
Oh, yeah.
It is a problem, Jonathan.
John's very passionate about tea, but I think a lot of us know that already. I don't think that's surprised to know.
Upon first examination of John, he's kind of a frat boy. Just kind of like loud and goofy.
Yeah.
I wouldn't guess that he was as into tea as he is. Now that I know, yeah.
And it's not just like a little tea, like, oh, yeah, I drink tea. Like, I love finding a good loose leaf tea and smelling it and envisioning it and talking about it.
We need to slow down a little bit because it's getting hot in the studio all of a sudden.
So what are you into that would surprise people?
I don't know. You know, a lot of people already know that I like things with motors and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But I love semi-trucks. I look at them all the time. I even go to the truck show.
Do you really?
I'm fascinated by them.
There's a semi-truck show?
There is. I love semis. I really do. It's like I see them on the road. I'm always just fascinated how big they are and what they're hauling, where they're going. I'm fascinated by them.
That's crazy. I mean, Justin That's drives so a monster truck that can't get into anywhere.
Yeah.
It is a semi, I would assume.
But a semi-truck, huh?
Yeah. And it's the fact that I even go, it's down at Thanksgiving point, I go to the truck show, I check it all out because I just find them fascinating. They're big and they're cool.
Jackson, what are you into that would surprise people?
I feel like upon first examination, people wouldn't assume that I'm really into the outdoors. Mm-hmm. Like I love camping, fishing. I love critters, animals in a big way. People probably wouldn't guess that I could wrestle gators.
That's the thing about Jackson.
That's true.
Yeah.
When you meet Jackson, Jackson's very larger than life.
Yeah, I'm ridiculous. Flamboyant,
some would say. Yes. And
so you wouldn't guess that I would pick up giant snakes and wrestle gators and stuff, but I'm really into that sort of thing.
Travis and Roy loves to crochet, learn how to on my mission, and have loved working with my hands. It's kind of like the macrame guy that I met over the weekend. Isn't that crazy?
Cute.
Yeah. This one is I'm a 42-year-old woman who's into WWE.
No kidding.
Wait, are you a fighter? Because I would love
that. That's awesome.
Old episodes of Beverly Hills 90210, and I'm a 50-year-old rocker.
I like that. That's funny.
Hi, Mix. Who's this?
Hi, this is Jolie in Salt Lake.
And so we're talking about what are you into that would just surprise people, like make them completely floored.
One thing that a lot of people get surprised of when I say this is, I mean, I am a female. And I'm really into mechanics. I love to build cars, work on cars, stuff like that.
Oh, that's cool. So do you do your own oil changes and everything?
Yes.
Yeah.
Way cheaper.
Yeah, I think you're right, though. Like, most people just don't assume with females, like, oh.
No.
All right, little lady, let me tell you about the car. And it's like, no, I got this.
Let me tell you about the car.
Right.
Sit down.
Pretty much.
Yeah. Hey, thanks for the call.
All right, thank you.
Hi, Max. Who's this?
Hi, this is Allie.
Hi, Allie.
I'm 25. I'm very into makeup and hair, very pretty things. I like to build stuff out of wood, carpentry and woodworking, which is surprising for some people.
I can see that. Yeah, it's kind of like our last call, like where if you look one way and all of a sudden you're like, no, but also
I like this.
I can sculpt a bear out of a log. That's impressive.
That'd be super cool.
I like the smell of sawdust. What can I say?
That's great. Hey, thanks for the call.
Thank you. Have a great day.
We're talking about what are you into that would just surprise people. This text says, I collect shingles from the roof that have fallen off. I have about 13 from my roof and 31 from random roofs.
That's crazy.
Okay, but why though? Are you planning on making a roof of your own?
I'm a 31-year-old elementary school teacher, and I love the Fast and the Furious movies. They're terrible, but so much fun. Brittany, our number one fan.
There you go. Thank
Brittany,
you.
That's adorable.
I'm totally into being able to fit into my old high school and college clothes. This month I turned 44 and I wore my college sweats over the weekend. I still have all of my stuff from the 80s in a big box in my closet. It keeps me skinny, but it's a little weird.
That sounds like a brag more than anything.
It's a brag.
You believe I'm in my 40s? Look at my booty.
I always just surprise people with my profession. I'm a 30-year-old female and a software engineer. Just doesn't seem like something you'd probably be, I guess. Yeah. People wouldn't know I'm into bowling. I go to national tournaments in other states from Rose. Huh.
Atta girl, Rose. Get it.
Justin, our buddy Mark from Ogden.
Yes.
He is into semi-trucks as well.
No kidding.
I did not realize this was like a culture, but it is.
Oh, you know what, though? What really surprised me? Another guy here in the building who runs the rock station, really into trains.
That's yes. true, and you never would have thought that either.
No.
Never in my life. He actually surprises me all the time because he's like such, he's kind of like a piss and vinegar kind of guy,
mm-hmm.
and then all of a sudden he's really into dogs and he's really into trains. I'm like, who are you?
38-year-old woman, and I'm the biggest Swiftie around.
Oh my God.
Thank you for admitting that.
That's adorable.
How about this? I'm a fair-skinned blonde American married to a Mexican and Hispanic. People literally drop their mouth open when I speak perfect Spanish to them. It's the best. One of those.
Maybe people. They're dropping their mouths because you're not actually speaking perfect Spanish. Maybe they're like, what is this white girl saying?
I'm 46 years old, but I have sung in a female barbershop quartet for the last 20 years.
No kidding.
Can you come onto the show?
Please come on the show.
I know. I love
hey,
those.
Hey, text us back again. In fact, email me. Figure out a way to get in touch because I want to talk to you in depth about this.
First time texting. My name is Ashley. I'm 32 years old, a mother of three, and the biggest girly girl you could think of. It shocks people when they hear I absolutely love boxing, train professionally to box, and then moved away from my trainer, but I'll be getting back into it within the next few months and cannot wait.
Oh, that's great.
Isn't that crazy? I'm a 32-year-old mom of three who dresses business professional and works in the office daily, but has six leopard geckos and breeds their insect food, mealworms.
No kidding.
Yes, girl. That's what I'm talking about. That's the right way.
I feel like you could be best friends with Jackson with
yeah,
that.
Yeah, we could be besties.
My name's Sage. I'm a construction worker and did bull riding and bronco riding and lacrosse. The shocking thing is I love Disney movies and going to Disneyland. You'd fit in well in this building then.
Yes, you would.
Because everyone here goes to Disneyland.
Yeah, we're surrounded by Disney
Disney
fans.
Files. We got to talk about this tomorrow. Like, when will you never wear a piece of clothing again?
Is that what you're taking away from today?
Because, so...
Well, he's not allowed to.
Listen,
it's not that he's not going to. It's that I won't allow it.
I came in today wearing a short sleeve button down shirt that has pink flamingos on it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's real cute. But here's my problem with it. John's really trying to steal my style.
No!
He's trying to steal my look.
I have had this shirt for over a year.
Is this payback because I got ordained to perform weddings?
And Jen yesterday was like, hey, you haven't been wearing your flamingo shirt. What's going on? I really like you in it.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, I can't. Because Jackson wears shirts like that all the time.
And he is wearing one like that today.
Right. And she's like, don't let Jackson influence what you're going to wear. Just go ahead and wear the thing. And so I put it on. And what's the first thing that happens when I walk in this morning?
You get heckled by Jackson.
I get heckled by Jackson.
I walk in wearing my short sleeve button up shirt with lizards on it. And I'm like, oh, I'm sorry. I didn't realize that you were trying to emulate me.
I'm not wearing this shirt again.
Aren't you?
No, I'm gonna take this thing off, drop it off at the DI on my way home.
Take it off.
Stop it. Are you ready for my amazing fact of the day?
Yes, I am.
Justin, you probably know this because you know everything Australia. We learned that on Friday.
Yeah, sure. I know everything about Australia.
Burger King can't call itself Burger King in Australia because a small restaurant already owns the trademark there.
No kidding?
So all Australian locations are called Hungry Jack's.
I had no idea.
Which I like more.
I like Hungry Jack more.
Like, if I were them, rebrand yourself.
Totally.
Let's go to
come
Hungry
back
Jack.
To the States.
Yeah, Hungry Jack's. Couldn't you, to me, right?
Yeah, I'm into
yeah, I'm
it
on board
in a big
with
way.
It.
Hungry Jack's. Let's podcast it up. What do you guys say?
Let's do it.
Podcast time. My story was picked today for Choose the News. Justin was, man, by like two votes with laser eyes.
Yeah, I'll tell you what. This is kind of a crazy story, too. There is a university in, I think it was in Scotland, that has come up with these new contact lenses that allows you to shoot like a low-power laser beam out of your eyeball now.
How? I don't
understand how it's possible either. I know you're going to answer that question, but there or why?
And more importantly, why?
But they're saying, though, that we will be able to read, like, a barcode.
What?
With this low-power laser beam that you could now shoot out of a contact lens. Yeah, I mean, so we really haven't worked out, like, what they're going to do with it. They figured out how to do it, though.
Okay.
So I guess what the possibilities are, they're not sure of, but they figured out how to shoot a beam out of a contact lens is what they've come up with so far, which I don't know. That's very Terminator.
That could be handy, though. Like, if you're looking at, like, a barcode, you want to see
how much it
costs
right.
or how many calories are in it or something, it just pops up on your phone. That's pretty cool.
How long until we have contacts that are like, computer screens?
Not very long now. I think it's coming rather quickly.
Yeah, because Google Glasses was a thing
remember that.
For a hot second.
Remember when everyone thought Google Glasses were were going to be like the thing.
Yeah, no kidding.
And then like one person got them and everyone's like, man, those look stupid.
Yeah, wow, you look lame.
I knew a guy with Google glasses and they were cool. I've tried them on. I played with them. But man, did he look dumb.
Jackson, what was your story?
Now, this is my favorite story of all time because it includes so many crazy pieces to it that it is hard to keep it straight. But basically, John Oliver has a koala chlamydia treatment ward named after him.
Go on.
Koalas get chlamydia, first of all. Second of all, it's a real problem. So here's what happened. A while back, Justin talked about how Russell Crowe is getting a divorce.
Yep.
Right?
Yeah.
And because he was getting a divorce, he decided to sell off a bunch of his crap. He's like, right. I don't want to have it anymore. This crap included stuff from Les Mis, Gladiator, the jock strap that he wore for Cinderella Man, and even a fossilized skull of a marine reptile that was extinct 65 million years ago. Here's the crazy part, though. He bought that fossil originally from Leonardo DiCaprio in 2008.
No kidding.
Yeah. So he's selling off all these things. Well, John Oliver, I don't know if you guys have watched Last Week Tonight, but it's great.
Oh, yeah.
And he's always up to antics like this. So he decides to drop $10,000 on a few of the props, one of which was the jock strap. And he decided that in order to save one of the last four remaining Blockbuster stores in Anchorage, Alaska,
gosh,
he was going to donate the Russell Crowe stuff that he bought with the $10,000.
How would that save the Blockbuster store?
Well, the idea is that people are going to go in there to look at the Russell Crowe memorabilia. He's like, it's going to kind of be a museum. It's a movie-related thing that's going to help drive traffic.
Like Planet Hollywood.
Yeah, that's the idea.
Okay.
Now, would I go to Anchorage, Alaska to look at Russell Crowe's used jockstrap? Probably not.
Right.
However, some people apparently did. Now, here's where it starts to get real crazy. The wheels really start
There's
to fall
more?
Off here. Oh, yeah. Russell Crowe sees the tweet about John Oliver donating the memorabilia to the Blockbuster store. So Russell Crowe decides to take the $10,000 that John Oliver spent on all this and figure out a way to do it. He's like, Australia really loves John Oliver. John Oliver's always been really good to Australia. So somehow I'm going to use this $10,000 for John and Australia.
Mm-hmm.
So he contacts the Irwin family. We know Steve Irwin's family.
Yeah.
Crocodile Hunter. Bindi, his daughter. Robert, his son. And his wife, Terry. They still run Australia Zoo, which was Steve Irwin's zoo.
Oh, no kidding.
I didn't realize that. Yeah, they still run it, and they still work with animals all the time. So he gets in touch with them and is like, hey, how can I help the Australia Zoo? They said, well, I don't know if you know this, but chlamydia is a real problem among koalas because it can because it's spreading pretty rapidly. There's no real treatment, and it can cause blindness, infertility, and it can actually cause death.
Yeah.
So they're like, we would love to start a medical ward for all these koalas that are suffering from chlamydia. So they created the John Oliver Koala Chlamydia Ward at the Australia Zoo's Animal Hospital.
That's funny. Seriously.
And so they did a video, the Irwin family did a video thanking John Oliver and Russell Crowe. So that, my friends, is how a used jockstrap.
Man.
Opened a koala chlamydia ward.
That's hilarious.
Isn't that the greatest story you've ever heard?
It's a long story.
Is it a great story? Well, it took up time. It's a great story
you're both
as
haters
well.
And suck it.
Hey, this is something that Jen and I have argued about. Do you do one space or two spaces after a period?
One. Two spaces is for a typewriter.
I say the same thing, but no. A new study found out that you should use two spaces after a period instead of one.
Wow.
It makes your writing easier to read.
Well, if you go to mix1051utah.com and read my chlamydia story,
right.
I would beg to differ because it's plenty easy to read.
Look.
And there's only one space.
We're going to do this tomorrow, but I'm going to share with you so you can think about it till tomorrow. Should you shower in the morning or at night? There's actually a correct answer. And we're going to kick off the show with that tomorrow.
What makes it correct?
Science.
Boo.
Thanks for listening to the show. Bye-bye.